It's a Tuesday. That means we're talking about the Cardinal Newman Society, and we're focusing today on the Catholic education brand. And to talk with us about that is our next guest, the Chief Content Officer for the Cardinal Newman Society, Kevin Murphy. Kevin, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
God, thanks for joining us here. And what a good topic, you know. What is the status of the Catholic education brand today?
You know, a lot of people don't think of Catholic education as a brand at all. You know, the American Marketing Association would probably say a brand is a name or a symbol or some other feature that identifies one seller's goods and services as distinct from those other sellers. And you apply this to education, and you might distinguish an education from kindergarten through college as Catholic. And it kind of further defines and sets apart what that educational system is about. And when you think about it in brand status, it really gives us, I think, a refreshing look at Catholic schools, because suddenly we can look at how they should be managed and maybe some of the principles and things that should be applied to Catholic schools, because Catholic schools have and continue to diminish in numbers greatly. In my lifetime, the number of Catholic schools has gone down 55%. But more importantly, the number of people going to those Catholic schools has gone down 70%.
So what's contributing to the 55% decline?
So I think there's a number of things here. And this is one of the things about looking at Catholic education as a brand. If I went with you right now in a car and we visited two Catholic schools, we might find great disparity between our two experiences. And that happens a lot to parents. I know when I looked for my kids to go to a Catholic school, the difference between one Catholic school and another one 30 minutes away was day and night. And so that inconsistency in brand, if you were a brand today, and apply this to anything that you hold dear in your life and the brands that you like. Maybe there's a clothing, particular clothing, or let's say tennis shoes. Nike, people, you know, will kill for Nike tennis shoes, or they have a certain technology. They have to have a certain iPhone, or they have to eat at a particular restaurant or get a particular type of cup of coffee. To those people, those are the things they have to have. They don't accept any other alternatives. Well, Catholic education is a brand very much like that, but when we produce something that's so inconsistent from one to the next, we depreciate the brand and we depreciate the people that want to partake of a Catholic education system.
So what do we do about that? How do we all get on the, you know, so-called on the same page, you know? How do we do that?
It gives us a new chance to look at it from a different perspective, and that is we have to look at Catholic education as a whole, first of all, okay? And that is, first of all, we have to look at it as a whole. What is Catholic education, and what's our strategy? You know, Catholic education came about because it was an alternative to predominantly Protestant public school systems. And so by introducing something called Catholic education, immediately we were different because we were Catholic. But then we added our activities, prayer, scripture reading, liturgical and sacramental celebrations. Even our teachers were nuns and priests. And all of that has changed. Systematically, people have started to take things out of the Catholic education brand that made it distinct. So if you take away, let's say, and I have experienced these things, so this is not random choices. I have been at school where they have decided to no longer hold Mass because somehow Mass was an infringement upon the academic day. And then maybe we didn't talk about how Christ influences history or literature or things like that. You don't integrate Christ into those subject matters, and therefore they stand on their own, and somehow or other adding Christ to them depletes them in some way. And so all of these things rob us of that. The more that we get back to what Catholic education truly should be, and that is to weave Christ into every subject matter, that prayer, scripture reading, liturgical celebration, mass, and even when we can involve teachers who are religious, is a good positive thing. We're never going to get back to 95% of the teachers being nuns. But one thing we can do is we can make sure that the people in those places view their teaching as a vocational call.
You know, that's such a good point. You know, that kind of makes me think of the pro-life movement versus Planned Parenthood. Although I think the pro-life movement has gotten better over the years in branding themselves, but for a long time they were fractured, where Planned Parenthood had one umbrella, right? And so they also have, you can't compare because they get all this federal funding. So it's an unfair battle, you know, unfair fight. But at the same time, they branded themselves really well. Right.
That's right.
And the pro-life movement, I think, has gotten better over the years, but there's still not one umbrella. You know, there's right to life and there's all these, but there's not one huge umbrella. And I think that's a such a really good point. So what do we do? Like, what is the Cardinal Newman Society doing to help Catholic schools around the country better brand themselves?
Yeah. So one of the things that we're really excited about is, in 2023, on our 30th year anniversary, we looked at our products and we said our Newman Guide, the Newman Guide, which evaluates colleges and says that these colleges are adhering to what the church sees as authentically Catholic schools and colleges. And we looked and we said, okay, these are the ones that are, have the right policies in place that really integrate Christ into their subject matter, regardless of what the subject is. And all of these kind of things, we looked at and said, we need to extend that. And we started to extend Newman Guide recommended status to the K through 12 market, but also to the graduate program market. Now, what that does is it sends a signal to the parents that if you're looking for an authentically Catholic education, one that's faithful to the church, that if you choose a Newman Guide recommended K through eight school, a high school, a college and a graduate program, this is a seamless path for you. So therefore, you don't have to go out to schools that you're unsure of. And I mean, again, I'm just relaying my own experience. When I sent my daughter to a Catholic college, within a month of her being with her new roommate had her 25-year-old boyfriend move into the dorm with them. When I brought this up to the school administrators, the school administrator said there was nothing they could do.
What? What?
And these are the kinds of
and
things
you're paying
that
for that
edu- mad. Right.
Wow. And it's not cheap. Wow.
Yeah.
These are things, Kevin, as a parent, that would have never crossed my mind. Right. So we're talking with Chief Content Officer Cardinal Newman Society. We'll be right back and continue our conversation with Kevin Murphy about how do we brand ourselves from an educational standpoint, Catholic education brand. What does that look like? We'll be right back after this. And we've been talking with Kevin Murphy, Chief Content Officer for the Cardinal Newman Society. And we're talking about the Catholic education brand. What does that look like? What does it mean? And how can we champion that? So in addition to every brand needs a champion, we've been talking about, you know, every brand needs a champion, as you've been pointing out to us. Who are the Catholic education brand champions in the world today?
Well, you know, you alluded to it a little bit. There seems to be a lot of people kind of taking pieces here and there. But I think that's one of the weaknesses for Catholic education. There is no one brand champion. There's lots of people with different visions of what Catholic education should be. But there's not one entity that, as you said, in the pro-life movement, that draws all of these constituents together into a whole. You know, when we talk about a system, an educational system, and you look up the definition of the term system, it's a group of units so combined as to form a whole or work in unison. So when you think about that and you apply it to Catholic education system, yet our system itself is not united. You know, Catholic K through 12 schools don't really know Catholic colleges. Mm. Catholic colleges don't really have intimate relationships in terms of, hey, what are your students doing? Where are they going? Have you considered putting them in a Newman Guide college? There's not enough collaboration there, and we really need to start doing that. Catholic education should look at every person as a lifelong Catholic learner. And I mean from birth to death, you are constantly learning. There's never been a saint in the history of the church that says, I'm finished, I graduated college, I know everything there is to know about the church, you know.
Yeah.
They're always learning.
We'll never live long enough, really, Kevin.
No, well, and even when we do, when we realize how much we know, we realize how much we don't know.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
So I think that's the first thing. I think the next thing, Catholic education should escort every person throughout that life with never-ending educational tools, and that those never-ending educational tools will never be able to leave that person unaccompanied. It's a system-wide approach, and that's going to take collaboration and partnerships where we've quite possibly not had them before.
Okay, what types of partnerships? What does that look like?
So, like, if you're a Catholic school with seniors, juniors, and seniors, and you are for us, for example, a Newman Guide recommended K through 12 school. Let's say you're a high school, and you want to graduate kids, and you want them to continue to develop their mind, body, and soul. Then you need to be able to give them the direction to the right kind of college. We buy into this really getting to be utterly nonsense of Ivy League schools. And when, in fact, what we should be doing is Catholic educators should be telling Catholic students to go to authentically Catholic colleges so that you are getting formed as a whole. You know, we just celebrated St. John Henry Newman feast day.
Mm-hmm.
And St. John Henry Newman used to say that if you are an institution of higher education and yet you don't have theology, then you're not really offering the entire package of truth to your students. And therefore, you're kind of a shell of an organization, to kind of paraphrase it. So we have to be able to say, look, you need to go to a school that offers this, because the fullness of truth, which obviously should incorporate theology, has to be a part of that school's curriculum. So there's a couple of things that we should be doing and looking at it and trying to figure out, how do we take that child, that student, by the hand and escort them throughout their entire life? And I wanted to share this. As a brand guy, I've said earlier, I know there's lots of people that love coffee. And there's people I know that just, they will not go anywhere but Starbucks for a cup of coffee. And, you know, Starbucks goes to this extravagant length to protect the coffee bean. Like, it, from the very moment that that coffee bean is planted to the moment they go through the harvesting, the roasting, the packaging, and then the delivery. You know, if you work at a Starbucks, you can't wear perfume. Because it will hurt the overall experience of the customer. You can't even put an air freshener in the bathroom. So these are written in the handbook for Starbucks. Now think about that. These are people trying to guard the experience of a coffee bean. We, as Catholic educators, have the opportunity to guard the path of a human being made in the image and likeness of God. We can be just as stringent and consistent as a Starbucks strives to be. But what happens is we allow these things to be, to allow this breeding confusion and inconsistency and people saying that, you know, I'm in a Catholic school, but I don't hold Catholic teaching to be true. I mean, it is a total, elimination of the brand. It's not something that you can allow to happen. Most brands would never allow it. If I went into Starbucks and started doing things contrary to the brand, I'd be fired.
Yeah. Yeah. So who's really accountable? It's really the leaders. I was talking about leadership in my coach's commentary. Leaders are key, you know, into what they allow and what they don't allow. I mean, what are the chances, and I'm just throwing this out there here, but what are the chances of the church ever really kind of coming together with a protocol for Catholic schools all across the globe and how we operate and what we teach and what kind of teachers we hire?
That's right. There is no brand in this world that can survive with the level of disparity that one encounters within Catholic education.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. If that happened to your, as I said, if people love coffee and they love a Starbucks coffee, imagine.
That's a great example, by the way. That's a great example.
Think about that. If you went there and had a bad cup of coffee, it's expensive, first of all.
Yeah.
It's maddeningly, problematic when you get in line and have to wrap the outlet like a Nautilus. You know, you just kind of keep wrapping around the building. But people will do it. And yet here we have this opportunity in Catholic education to be so much better and to really coordinate the path of a person and to continually offer them educational opportunities. This is exactly what we've done here at the Cardinal Newman Society. So now you can become Newman Guide recommended K-12 in college and graduate program. And so a parent need not have to do a lot of the work on their own. All they have to do is say, okay, this is what I want from my child. And the more that we can safeguard that and really offer it, it's like you said, the idea of coming together and really making sure we're doing that. Until the church does that, this is the option that we have. And that is that you can find a Newman Guide institution that does things right, has policies in place, and has a sound curriculum that you would be proud of as a Catholic parent.
Mm. You know, the Starbucks, I just love that example, and I think that resonates with a lot of people. Just yesterday, I have to tell you, my daughter and I went to one of our favorite smoothie place. I'm not going to name the name, and we went and ordered our favorite smoothies, right? Each of us have our own, like, favorite smoothie. She runs in there to get them, and we both drink them, and we're like, this is awful.
Yeah.
And I said, what happened here? She goes, well, there's a new girl working there. I'm like, she obviously doesn't have the recipes. Because we had two of the worst smoothies we've ever had, and I've never experienced that at this particular place. The lack of consistency, and I told her right away, I said, well, I'll never go there again. That was like the first thing that came out of my mouth. It's like, I'm not wasting my time or money. As a parent, I'm sending my kid to a Catholic school. I want them to be taught the faith, and I don't want teachers that are contradicting the faith, although I've experienced that at different points in her educational life, academic career, right? It's frustrating, Kevin. So what do we do? Yeah. Okay. So parents listening, what do we do? Like, if we have a school and we talk to the schools, I mean, does the Cardinal Newman Society ever call the school when there's like lots of complaints about a particular school that claims to be Catholic but is not in line with the Catholic Church? I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, so, I mean, in our particular stances, we have the Newman Guide. And so if a school is on the Newman Guide and we find that there are things that are happening objectionably, yes, we follow up to that. We follow to say, okay, are you using the Catholic curriculum standards? These were standards that were created to offset the Bill Gates idea of the Common Core curriculum. And so, you know, you have that, and then you have these policies. It's really important to have policies. You have to have policies that are literature policies, sexuality policies, et cetera. If you have these policies in place, and many schools will say, yeah, no, we agree with all that, and we do it, but we don't have a policy. Well, you have to have the policy in place. So these are just small steps that you can take to ensure that the parents will have a thoroughly Catholic experience. Literature, facility use, sanctity of life, even sports policies today, which have kind of, you know, been taken to a whole new level to where people just adore sports. but sports needs to be infused with our Catholic faith as well.
Absolutely. We're talking, you know, and you're right. And I love the fact that, you know, like, Catholic education in a Catholic school shouldn't be limited to religion class. You know, it should be weaved into every aspect of the curriculum, in my opinion.
That's right.
And I paid attention to that, you know, when my daughter was growing up.
Yeah, and I think all parents are really yearning for that today. You know, Pope Benedict the 16th in 2008 said that we're facing an educational emergency. And that emergency is that we're failing to form young people in the faith. And he goes on to say that parents, teachers, even the students themselves, quote, are crying out for it in their inmost being.
We have a couple minutes left with you here today. Kevin, what else do you want to share with our listeners before we let you go?
Well, I want them to know that parents are faced with the decision of where to go to school. And you know, and I've run into people in my life that have actually moved. I mean, the largest purchase of a person's life is their home. And I've known people that have moved because they go to a particular school or a school district that they think is just the best. You know, we moved here for the school district. I will tell you that, to me, the Catholic Church has this great offering of Catholic schools, and the Newman Guide schools, the people that are in K-12 and college and graduate programs, now offer you something different. It's different than what's being proposed as, quote, education today. Unfortunately, the way that education has gone has become something almost dangerous to the average Catholic. And so by going to a Newman Guide institution, go to our website at cardinalnewmansociety.org and check that out, and you can figure out where the school is located. We're getting people in by the dozens. I mean, we now have 25 K-12 schools. We probably have, we'll add 100 more this year. So those schools that you're really looking for, you can go in and find one close to you so that you can attend that and be secure in what your children are learning.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking with you and sharing with us, of course, all about the Cardinal Newman Society and branding our Catholic education. Thank you for being with us here today, Kevin.
Thank you. God bless you.
Stay with us, everyone. We're going to wrap up here on Catholic Connection on EW10 Radio Extra.